So welcome back to part two of Heart Series 2 and to day 4. Now, hopefully over the last few days, you've started to get a real sense of connecting with that other person's difficulties and problems, whatever that might be. And you've noticed how when you change things around in this way, you start to feel a greater sense of ease, actually, in yourself as you do the exercise. But don't worry too much if that's not been the result. Many people say that when they first begin this exercise, they're worried that perhaps they're doing it wrong in some way, that they don't necessarily feel instinctively a sense of wanting somebody else to be happy to the point that they're prepared to take on their difficulties for them. They say that they experience a sense of anxiety around that, or a sense of resistance around that. Some people even say they just sort of feel a bit numb. They find it very hard to even relate to those ideas. That's absolutely okay. You know, with this exercise, with the entire Headspace journey, we're all sort of starting where we are, you know, and there's no right or wrong at any stage here. As long as we remember that we're training, firstly, in awareness, and secondly, in empathy or compassion, however you like to call it. So as long as we're doing the exercise in the right way, and that we realize when the mind's wandered off, when we've been distracted, we remember to bring it back to the visualization. Of course, the visualization is now just our object of meditation. And at the same time, if we kind of sincerely apply these ideas of cultivating a sense of exchange, a sense of happiness for that other person, a willingness to take on their difficulty, then actually the exercise is perfect as it is, no matter what the result is, as long as that's the intention and as long as that's what is sort of being applied throughout the exercise, then the result is perfect just as it is. So hopefully that will just give you a little bit more confidence as you go into today's exercise. So take a moment now to get comfortable on the chair. And when you're ready, some nice big deep breaths. And now just closing the eyes as you breathe out. Just checking in with each of the physical senses. Becoming a bit more aware, familiar with your surroundings. And now as you bring the attention back to the body, scanning down through those sensations, and at the same time, just becoming more aware of what emotions are in play at the moment. Remember, as you begin the exercise today, just setting up the right attitude, just ensuring that your motivation is in line with this idea of training in awareness on the one hand, and at the same time, cultivating this sense of empathy, of being connected with the people around you in your life. A nice easy way of doing this is just bringing to mind the faces of those people you care about and just recognizing, having a sense that this exercise directly affects them as well as yourself. And now just shifting the attention to the breath, if you haven't done already. Just becoming more aware of the rhythm of the breath. And just settling into a rising and falling sensation just for the next few minutes or so. Now as that image begins to arise in the mind, to become a little bit clearer, knowing what it is that other person's struggling with. And just as in part one, these things, they can be little everyday things. They can be really sort of big, quite serious things, difficult things that happened in the past that this person still carries with them. Memories, worries for the future. Whatever it is, just clear in your mind about what it is you intend to take away, to remove for them. And likewise, what it is you intend to share with them, that all the feelings of happiness, all the good times that you've experienced in your own life, just sharing those with that other person. So just watching now as that exchange begins to take place. Remember, you're not taking on these things in a very heavy, tangible, physical way. When we visualize, it's much lighter than that, much more spacious. Think about the idea of a rainbow. There's something there, we can see it, but at the same time, it's quite sort of intangible, very spacious. So just working with that idea now, just for the next few minutes. And now an exchange having got to the point where the other person is perfectly relaxed and happy, perfectly content. Just letting go of that image, letting it dissolve, and letting go of any focus at all. We're just letting the mind do whatever it wants now. And now just bringing the attention back to the body, back to each and every one of the physical senses, just checking in with those senses as you start to become more in touch with the space around you. You can open your eyes in your own time, but always maintaining that posture just for a moment or two, just to help in that transition from meditation to mindfulness, from awareness in the exercise to awareness in everyday life. And always just making that intention. So important to put in, to make the intention to be mindful, to be present, to be conscious in the moment as you go throughout your day. But when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So hopefully at some stage over the last couple of days, you'll have had the opportunity to try that idea when you're feeling a little bit sort of stressed or wound up in some way, of just bringing that other person to mind and actually using, making skillful use of your own discomfort in applying the exercise. And I mentioned yesterday that this can be done in a broader way. Now, when you begin this, it needs to be done sort of quite lightly. It's a really easy idea. But if you should be walking down the street, or it could be when you're sitting on a train or a bus or anywhere at all, actually, but just where you see another person just briefly, okay, where you're just sort of passing them, you see them for a moment. If you see a particular person looking unhappy in some way, in some kind of discomfort, I'd just like you to, as you walk past, just to very, very briefly, just for one breath only, just imagine that with your next in-breath, you take on some of that difficulty, and as you walk past them or leave them behind, with the exhalation, you send a sense of happiness. Now, these are people, obviously, you don't know, you've never met them, you're not going to be speaking to them. There's just a sense of, as you pass by somebody, of just taking on a little bit of their difficulty and sharing a sense of happiness with them. Just try it every now and again. It doesn't have to be a big part of this particular part of Heart Series 2. We'll kind of move towards that. But you might just like to experiment a little bit. See how that feels. Remember, you're not taking on anything kind of physical, tangible here. We're just working with an idea of mind. What happens when we breathe in a sense of somebody else's kind of difficulty, and in exchange we replace that with a sense of happiness? But we'll pick up on this again tomorrow. For now, I'll leave it there, and I'll see you back here for day 5 of part 2.